What, so you got the link handy for that cover art?
Actually, don't.
Is it on HD Flix?
No, they still displaying the French one. I can't look it up, and you can cut this out.
Yes. I think the way Fist of Legend Juicin.
Yeah, they do have that. So it's I'm looking forward to Come Drink With Me.
Yeah, I've noticed the cover art for that. Which kind of looks weird. I think Cheng Pei Pei kind of looks like a ragdoll on the front cover.
I kind of like that though. It looks fairly cool. Let's see here. Was that the link? That was a long ass link. Maybe it was. Okay. It's Amazon link. I hope this works. Yeah, should work.
Ah, that is actually pretty cool.
Yeah, you still have that arm in the background, which is a scene from the fucking movie.
Yep, and that is the clothes they wore in the scene.
Exactly.
It wasn't their heads added to different bodies.
And on like a gangster tattoo somewhere on them.
Oh, I seriously don't know why they done those releases of fucking Crime Story where it's Jackie, like in a pose. Where is it?
Black t-shirt.
Yeah.
The stock black t-shirt that must be pasted on every Jackie Chan movie. Even Drunken Master 2.
I mean, really, that takes away all seriousness.
Yeah, I remember that. I mean, it's a brilliant film. It really is. And I'm glad they got like Kirk Wong to be on it, and I hope he talks a bit about, you know, the history of that flick, because it's fairly well known he did not complete the film Jackie did. After some, he stepped in and the ending was changed. Yeah, the actual real life case ended on a sad note. And but you know, it's still that was the genius of Jackie, that he could emulate the style that was already put in place by the likes of Kirk Wong, because they are not similar filmmakers.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, in that way, you could call Jackie a genius. And I think Crime Story is so gravely underrated these days.
Yeah.
Rob, it's not mentioned enough. Kirk Wong is not mentioned enough. He's an excellent, excellent director. Infrequent, but excellent. I even liked The Big Hit. I thought The Big Hit was fun. Great fun.
I've never seen it, but it was always the movie they mentioned in the Crime Story trailer for Hong Kong Legends. From the director of The Big Hit.
Yeah. But it's a light film. It's just, and again, you're coming back to that fact that people can't relax. They need to. They can't find light entertainment, you know, worthwhile and easy to sit through. But I did look up Tai Chi Master. And I believe I was dead wrong. Lai Chun is in that film, but I don't think he plays the, because there was a eunuch character.
Yeah, there was.
But maybe that was Yun Chun Yan, as a matter of fact. It didn't really make it clear, but anyway. It's not Rick Meyer's style of, you know.
We don't stand riffing by our word.
It says that Lao Chun plays the Sifu of Jet Li. I don't know if it was back in the temple.
Yeah,
or
when they were young.
And yeah, now I remember Yun Chun Yang was the comic relief in that film.
He was the dodgy Taoist. Well, he was a bit crazy.
Right, and the actual Royal Eunuch is played by an unknown actor.
Mm-hmm. I didn't quite know who he was. But when you said Lao Shan, was it Lao Shan? That's the bloke. He's sort of a skinny bloke that was in Chinese Ghost Story 2? I think he was in both of them.
Only
bald and beard.
Two, but he does play these kind of priests and bearded fellas.
Is he that, or I'm just digging a bigger hole?
Nah, you do recognize him when you see him. He's been in a ton of films. Cage Man, Dragon Inn, Once Upon a Time in China 3, and Magic Crane, Green Snake.
Mm-hmm.
It's a cameo in Ashes of Time, apparently, and then they reprised that Wong Fei Hung father role in Once Upon a Time in China 4 and 5, actually. So, anyway,
So let's see.
And that was our break.
Yeah. Sorry to interrupt you there, but did you see the movie that I think it was One Last Dance, the thing with Richard Gere?
No, I haven't seen that yet because I don't think there was a good DVD. Is a good DVD out there? I read that the DVD had only a Mandarin track, and that's a Cantonese English film. Mm-hmm. Did you say Richard Gere, by the way?
Yeah, for some reason I think I got confused with another film with a similar title.
Yeah, he did Shall We Dance, that remake of the Japanese film.
That's probably what went wrong, but for some reason, why am I thinking it's got a UK release?
I don't know.
For some reason, I think Tons of Fun mentions, I see that film in the shop all the time and I've never decided to buy it. I was like, really?
Well, let's take a brief break to see if it's...
It's
probably Shall We Dance. I have a great feeling that it is.
Yeah, because one of our forum members watched it just recently, Drunken Master.
Yeah. Yeah, I saw that, yeah.
And I was, curious, because I thought that was still in, sort of the festival circuit.
You know, it is a DVD. I just found a DVD it was released last year. And it's a Cantonese track on there, so, I mean, now we've found the actual DVD to buy off One Last Dance that also stars, or in the supporting role, Harvey Keitel.
That might be who I was thinking.
Confused him with Richard Gere.
Shush.
Bad Lieutenant or Pretty Woman, they all blend together.
Yes. So this film snuck out there.
Yeah, it was good too, because there was like a Singapore or Malaysia DVD that only had Mandarin on there, and it is a Cantonese film, and it's gotten very good reviews, and some, I believe Drunken Master thought the humor in it worked well. Mm-hmm. And they seem like quite an atmospheric film, and a chance for Francis to do a movie that isn't, you know, Welcome to Hollywood kind of. It's still within his playing field. I mean, his English isn't good, and I don't think he uses so much English in this film. I mean, imagine if you had like the Gen X Cops type of English pronunciation that he had, and tried to have that in a Hollywood movie, he would be like the goofball comic sidekick without knowing it.
It was so weird when we were sitting doing all this conversation about HMV and the films they chose there, where we're talking and I felt my phone vibrate and I looked in and there was a message from Jim saying, I've just bought 7 films in HMV, I think I have a problem. And I'm so tempted just to phone him and ask him if there are any Jet Li or Jackie Chan movies he bought.
Exactly.
And we've got Mike Banner on as well.
You can easily scoop up their entire filmography if they only have like Jackie Chan or Jet Li films. Mm-hmm. By 7 at a time.
I was going to say we could phone Jim now, but looks like you can actually add telephone calls to group chat.
Okay. Just call it. What the fuck were you thinking?
What did you buy? Don't say Jackie Chan.
Shall We Dance? No, not Richard Gere.
Oh wait, no, we can call him. Does this? Oh wait, we are calling him now.
Mike Banner is online, by the way.
Yep, I'm talking to him as well.
And I'm done with the I'm done with the process in a bit. By the way.
Yeah. A POF exclusive.
Howdy.
Hello.
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 Stu?
Jim.
Hey, Jim. What's up?
You're on POF.
Really?
Yeah.
Great.
This is Ken. This is Ken, Jim.
Hey, Ken.
Hi, Jim. This is Mike.
Hey, Mike.
So, you've just came out HMV. What movies did you buy?
Okay, I'll go through them. So, I bought Asumi 1 and 2.
Right.
Peacock King.
Right.
Tiger on the Beat.
Right.
Let me quickly... I think I've got Knockabout. I think, probably help if I get this bag open. Yeah, I've got Knockabout, Peacock King, Tyrant and Beat, Swing 1 and 2, and my other bag. Will you let me get it? Outlaw Brothers, Lady Bendit, and Magnificent Butcher.
Fuck.
Oh, Jackie Chan and Jet Li film, that theory got...
Yeah, we just had this giant conversation about how HMV only supplied Jackie Chan and Jet Li movies.
Technically, the last two were bought in a second-hand shop.
Oh.
So they don't count as HMV, but still.
Damn it. We just had this theory that was that's all they sell. And then you told me you'd just bought seven films from HMV. And it's like, there has
to be one. Well, normally HMV is crap, but some reason they were good, so I just got my credit card out and bought them. Usually in my experience, Savvy is so much better usually.
Mm-hmm.
Although I think they used to be called Virgin a while ago. Well, I think Richard Branson sold it because he wanted to go around the world in another balloon, I think.
Probably. Anyway, Jim.
Yeah.
We just thought we'd call you for a brief minute and talk. This will be included on the podcast somewhere, but it's been nice speaking to you.
Yeah, that's cool. I'll see you there.
Bye.
Bye.
Fun.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, Ken.
Okay, we'll pick up from where we were.
Really? any good shout out? I'm on Puff! I'm on Puff! 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 And everyone, Puff?
Did he get stabbed again?
We should have got him doing, like, Crazy Dares.
Put your dick up.
Go into a HMV and ask if he can get a 10% Puff discount or something.
Ask them if they have any copies of Ninja in Ancient China.
Yeah.
If they say they'll hand it over to you and you can just scream at them saying, why the fuck not?
I'm Green Fan DVD, damn it! I'm on High Street. I'm on Easy Street, bitch. I'm watching Tales of Gold after this podcast, by the way.
Oh, cool.
DVD? Yes.
That's
came out right out of the blue, one of these Mayar remasters, but it's not a good print, but it's still, it's the best they can do, and it seems quite alright.
Very cool.
And I've been waiting for that movie for ages, because I'm a fan of Sam, I'm a fan of Mabel Chung and Alex Law.
And Sam will... doing drama rather than pulling punches.
Yeah, exactly. And they had already done Painted Faces by this point, so it's that Alex Law directed, and now it's Mabel Chung.
Mm-hmm.
So and Sylvia Chang.
See, I've missed it so much not buying DVDs. I'm out of the link.
Yeah, well, I haven't bought that much either, to be honest. Just filling up the review pile, which I normally do. I put like 3 or 4 movies in there at a time.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just been rotating in that regard. So you know, if you have stuff to watch, then it really should not be a problem.
Yeah.
You know, unless you come down to the art stuff remaining on that list. I mean, the way you described 3 times for me, I know I'm not going to watch that.
Mm-hmm.
No, sorry.
Even just after talking to you about that, it goes on to the next day, and it was basically like the very first 5 minutes got repeated again.
What the fuck?
And I was like,
what is that about?
I was like, okay, she's opening up the pool hall, doing everything identical to last time.
And it doesn't invite you to like explore more. It sounds just really boring.
No, it just felt like the DVD skipped back to the start, but then she found this letter and started reading it. So after the first 20 minutes, it kind of looked like it was going to become a movie.
Yeah.
But...
You know what?
The other 2 segments will be better.
Oh, there are different stories and stuff?
Well, being 3 times, it's the same cast, but set in 3 different generations. There's one back to the Ponytail Dynasty. I don't know the name, so it's the
Ponytail. I don't either. I just think that, you know, just in case people were expecting scholars on Podcast on Fire, we now sort of severed the ties to, you know, the intellectual discussion. The Ponytail Dynasty. I like that. That's good.
There's also... Oh, wait, no. They actually have names. There's A Time for Love, A Time for Freedom, and A Time for Youth. There's set in 1911, 1966, and 2005.
Right. But, and all 2K and Chang Chen?
Yeah.
So what hopefully... bitches.
Oi. The other two should be better.
Hopefully.
I hope.
Is it like a 2 or 3 hour movie and stuff? Or is...
136 minutes.
Oh. Shut the...
You'll probably get an email the morning with me greeting saying, I've wasted so much time.
Yeah, well, think about what I'm doing all the time.
I know, but you're not sitting watching people play pool. And just generally chit-chat. I have to go now. Okay. See you in the morning. Yeah, sure.
Cinema.
Art. Fuck you.
And no last movies watched before? Have you watched anything, Mike?
Nope.
Okay.
Oh, well. That saved me some editing.
You could do, like, last movies bought or something. So I went and bought Chocolate. Mm-hmm. You know, the Thai film. I haven't watched it yet.
We now know what segment to look forward to in Chocolate. Mm-hmm. The fight scene that Alan Terrell spoke about. Maybe you know of the fight scenes beforehand, Mike?
Nope, I've watched the trailer, that's it. I've avoided anything else.
And you haven't listened to Puff 19?
No.
Okay, then you won't know.
I told you, I only listen to ones that I'm in so I can hear my my witty comments again.
I know, that's why we made fun of you all in the last podcast.
Yeah, nice.
Well, you're in for a surprise when Adam told us about one fight scene in Chocolate. Well, my jaw's on the floor anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll probably check it out this evening, I think.
Cool. Just the Thai DVD you bought?
Yeah. Hmm. Well, I was going to go VCD or DVD. I didn't know what to go for, so I thought I'd go with DVD. Well, I meant to watch it this weekend. I meant to watch Rebel Intruders as well. But my girlfriend's friend lent us their Wii. And I've just been playing Wii for solidly, basically, for about 3 days now.
A sore arm as well as a sore ankle.
Indeed.
You know, it would be more... Well, maybe it wouldn't be cool to actually say I got injured playing Wii. So you can just say, I tried to chase a four-year-old down the street.
Yeah, that's a lot cooler.
Yeah. That's old school.
Oh.
Not like they're renting, you know, the biggest exhibition space in London or anything like that. I mean, it's a small thing, even I can... see that.
But I'm sure it still quotes itself as UK's leading. Well, that's just the same as us being put down as Asian cinema's number one movie podcast. But it's because we're the only one, bitch. And we probably would be number one as well.
That should be the slogan. Because we're the only one. We're the only one.
We're your only option, cunt. It just changes each time. A different insult at the end of each word.
Good way to lure people into the fold. The place where you can be called a cunt over and over again because you listen to us.
We own you in a way, so.
Cheerio. But yeah, Mike, we're basically a basic show, and we're going back to basics on a few questions, and you know, there's always something good to come out of a basic show.
Yeah, I believe the term the kids use these days, Ken, is old school.
Well, I'm 29 years old, Mike. I'm not in tune with the kids, but you obviously are, since you work with them and run.
What's
after
the word
them.
On the street, son?
Old school. Two words, but. They're both on the streets.
There we go.
I'm not. I'm so not in tune with people. These kids these days. But who is when you reach my age? you can't really relate to, you know, people 12, 13, 14, 15 years younger than you.
And most of the time you don't want to.
Nah, exactly.
And for our mainland China fans, we've got Fujin Blue, the red on, and all five parts of the black and white movie Seven Brainy People in Bamboo Forest. Are you wanting to say this out for me? just go to edfilmfest.org.uk, then you can say the word for yourself. But it also has the...
Oh, we can't do that.
Why not?
Because we can't turn it into a race.
Why not?
What would be the prize? Give them DVDs?
No, it's just something you do for fun.
I don't think much of them will be up for that.
Oh, well.
Having to tell somebody, okay, you're not allowed to buy any more movies until you watched all those ones you bought first.
Well, you can't force them, but I think it would be signed up to just the idea of a challenge.
Mm-hmm.
And pride for their part of their nation, or part of the kind, part of their nation, anyway.
I mean, best idea.
No, you could have just me and Scott do. It could be like England versus Scotland.
Nah.
That's the best willpower.
Well, I think I should win since what I've went through so far.
Yeah, I would.
I've shown my willpower, and I won't let you succeed me.
That's true. I wouldn't be able to anyway, because you know I'm not filmed.
Yep.
I like to watch the ones I've seen, but I can't always be asked to watch the ones I haven't seen.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll figure out who's in the area and just send you there.
Well, me and my girlfriend were actually playing Who Can Spot the Most Celebrities.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd met Benny the Jet, even though she didn't know he was. I knew he was, and he confirmed it by saying his name and having a photo. So, you know, that's proof. That's one.
Yep.
I saw Mark Lawson, who used to present Newsnight Review, does some interviews on BBC Four, and was one of the writers on Absolute Power, which was a BBC Two sitcom with Stephen Fry.
Mm-hmm.
Saw him walking down the street, so that's two to me. Now, Jen reckons she saw some geezer, possibly called Paul, who was in The Salon, which was a shit channel for reality TV program. Now, that's not a celebrity. She didn't even know his last name. Come on now.
Mm-hmm. So everyone in a reality TV show can be classed as celebrities, really. They'd just be classed as prostitutes.
Yeah, but not some geezer who said, he's famous. Who is he then? He was off The Salon. What's his name? Paul? That doesn't count.
Yeah, I would actually know the celebrity you're meeting.
Yeah, it's a 2-0 victory to me.
Oh, well.
So, yeah, that's the whole of my story finished.
All right.
I possibly stretched a very small story out to about 20 minutes there, but...
What? So?
I could give you a Wong Jing answer if you want.
We could just put it as a deleted conversation. Rather than you leaving, then come back, and he's like, yep, got a gambler's. Then you disappear into the darkness.
Meh. Alright then. Well, I was going to say, Magic Crystal.
Oh,
an underrated film, I think.
Mm-hmm.
With Andy Lau.
Yep.
And
haven't gotten around to seeing it, but it looked alright from the cover art.
Which, it's a kind of probable rip-off of a few different films like Indiana Jones, E.T., that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Typical Wong Jing in it, trying to cash in on that. But
wait, Indiana Jones and E.T.?
E.T. The Extraterrestrial.
It's almost like you just came up with the plot of the latest Indiana Jones film.
Well, I haven't seen it yet, so...
Yeah, well, as soon as you do, you'll ken what I mean. Anyway, you were saying?
Yeah, so typical kind of Wong Jing fashion, you know, probably ripping off some other films.
Mm-hmm.
But Andy Lau really surprised me in this. I mean, he's doubled for a bit of this, of the film.
Mm-hmm.
But the man can fight. It's the first time I'd really seen him throw some fists and kicks around. I mean, mm-hmm. I've mentioned this quite a few times through different questions, but it's about selling a fight, and I think he does a really good job of that. He's not like technically proficient, but yeah, really good fights in that. And obviously Cynthia Rothrock's in it, and Richard Norton.
Yeah,
about both obviously got plenty of ability, and Max Mock as well, who I quite like.
Yeah,
I like him as an actor, but as a martial artist, I think he can do a bit as well.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a choreo by Tony Leung Siu Hung, who hasn't, I don't think he's, well, you know, had quite the career he probably should have, because I think he's choreographed some good stuff.
Yeah.
Including, well, loads. I'm just having a little look on the internet actually here, but.
I'm seeing, like, what movies has Wong Jing done?
Yeah, well, I was just double-checking, because I know Tony Leung worked on In the Line of Duty 3.
Mm-hmm.
But I was just trying to check, see what other else, other, any other films he'd done. Looks like he worked on a few Shaw Brothers and stuff as well back in the day.
Oh, wow.
But yeah, this is cracking stuff, really good. It's 87, I think the film came out, and really good 80s actioner.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the story's a bit stupid, but and Wong Jing actually acts in this one, as well as directing it and writing it.
Ah.
And he's a little bit annoying as an actor,
mm-hmm.
but there are actually some good funny moments in it. Mm-hmm. And the story's a bit stupid, but you know, it's a kind of just an adventure romp and keeps everything ticking along nicely. Richard Norton makes a good baddie, and there's plenty of cracking fights in it. I think it's quite is it a minor gem? Underrated, definitely worth seeking out for people. I think even in if it was a Ken style, the underrated segment,
mm-hmm.
I'd probably put Magic Crystal in there if I was doing one.
All right, wow.
In terms of action,
definitely worth checking out.
Oh yeah, yeah. Well, it's, if you like action and stupidity, then I think you're gonna have a good time. And like I said, it's got some good people in it as well.
Mm-hmm.
Andy Lau is always watchable, and Max Mock as well, so
yeah,
that's, I mean, I'm not a big fan of Wong Jing. I mean, obviously he's been involved in some other ones, but quite a few films, a few mm-hmm. good ones, I mean, but in terms of him having almost total control over it, I think that's probably my favourite.
Mm-hmm. Oh well, I've got a couple I quite like. Most recently it was, oh wait, it wasn't that film. Ooh. I was actually going to go for the, I think it was The Colour of Truth, but I actually looked up The Colour of Loyalty.
Right.
He didn't have anything to do with The Colour of Truth.
He did both. Yeah, he did. He was director of Colour of Truth. Well, co-director, and he produced it as well. If I'm correct, he wrote it.
Damn, he did. I've just fucked this all up. I opened The Colour of Loyalty instead of The Colour of Truth.
Yeah, he did both, didn't he?
Yeah. Well, The Colour of Truth is one I like, quite like. It was one of his 2003.
Well,
which it did have a very mixed cast. Anthony Wong, Jordan Chan, Gillian Chung, Francis and Lau Ching Wan. Chapman too. But it is just, oh, aye, and Bay Logan,
well,
the guy who makes a cameo.
I would imagine Colour of Truth did well, which is why Colour of Loyalty got plopped out. I don't know if it's an actual sequel or just because the cast doesn't seem
seems quite different.
Yeah, much the same. I mean, Eric Tsang, Sean Yu in Colour of Loyalty. But that'd be
kind of just looked up the phone book because if he's got a couple months free,
yeah, would it be just
him, and him?
Yeah, well, he's just a bit of a hack, isn't he? Wong Jing, who's actually capable of producing some really good stuff.
Yeah.
But usually he just goes, you know, lowest common denominator, bawdy jokes, fart gags, knob gags, that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And a bit of violence. But, I mean, saying that, back in the day, he did involved in a fair few decent old school films.
Mm-hmm.
Dreadnought, Buddhist Fist, Shaolin Prince.
Yeah. one of his, well, one film, it's not a personal favourite, but I did enjoy the film, and not for the obvious reason, Return to a Better Tomorrow.
Is that because it's got a...
Not for the obvious reason.
Oh, okay.
But, as you've just said, it is a real hack moment where he has took the idea from the past three Better Tomorrow movies and recycled them into one with younger looking casts and people you thought will probably make it big anyway, with the team of Aiken Cheng, Lau Ching Wan and Michael Wong. It is a decent film, and it's got Ching Mai Yao as the love interest, so that's added an air notch to it.
Yeah, definitely.
And it's got, what's it, Colin Chow, at the time known as Nai Sing.
Oh yeah, is from Flashpoint.
Just playing the normal, like, I'm a fucking badass bad guy. Who's they've actually credited him as Holland Boy. And there's a very, I think, very good reason for that, because he had bleached blonde hair.
Right.
But he does play a badass in this movie. But I've not seen the film for a little while, but I did enjoy it. This was before Aiken Cheng got into The Young and Dangerous. I think his career did get started off being pulled into the Wong Jing mix.
Well, I think Wong Jing has done so many films and been so successful so many times that, you know, he's worked with basically everybody, hasn't he?
Yeah.
Everybody's anybody in Hong Kong at some point has worked with Wong Jing. Jet Li, Jackie Chan, Andy Lau, Ekin Cheng, all the big names.
Yep. If you want to make it big in the business, you have to go through Wong Jing one way or another.
Yeah. That's why the way it was back in the day, but as Ken said before, his box office mojo has dropped as of late, hasn't it? I mean, Kung Fu Mahjong and stuff like that has plopped out and made some money, but not quite the business he used to do.
With his also recent movie, My Wife is a Gambling Maestro.
Is that a joke?
No, that is his latest movie.
So that's a combination of My Wife is a Gangster and, like, God of Gamblers or something like that.
Yep.
Mixed together.
Which is with this cast of Nick Chung, who's now lost all the rep he's built up from Johnny To. Chung Tat Ming, we never had much in the first place. And a couple other people. And, oh, Wong Jing had to be in the movie as well. No, he didn't just direct it. He managed to get his ploppy little body in there as well. It's turned out from what's your favourite Wong Jing movie to Wong Jing, you little bastard.
It always goes that way in the end.
Yeah.
It's just so easy to dislike.
Oh, no. Couldn't have much worse in effect than the Monty Python Teddy Grell did, so... That apparently is even more funny if you watch it stoned.
Oh, well.
But I don't do that, so... And I don't condone it either, because it's legal.
Yeah,
if
there we go.
You live in Holland, then it's not.
Or Amsterdam.
That is Holland.
Shush.